From Washington, I'm Marty Johnson. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have retaken a government complex from Islamic State militants in the city of Ramadi, which fell to the militants 7 months ago. Recapturing the complex is expected to tip the balance in Ramadi, which is the capital of Anbar province, the commander of the Iraqi terrorism contingent. There was fierce fighting in the city today, with soldiers clearing landmines using airstrikes. The commander of the Iraqi terrorism contingent, Lieutenant General Abdul Al-Abadi. The lieutenant general said within the next few days, Iraqi troops will have control of Ramadi. An Iraqi military spokesman said that the soldiers have used the explosives to clear the landmines very effectively. A UN brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has now been delayed after Friday's killing of an anti-government rebel leader who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. As many as 4,000 Islamic State fighters and their families based in southern Damascus were set to evacuate early Saturday. Meantime, in Syria, the forces of the government booby-trapped a cluster of farm buildings in the southern Dara province and detonated explosives there, killing 17 militants on Sunday. That explosion rather took place on late Saturday. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has now claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya that killed at least two police officers today. A statement on a pro-Al-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of Al-Waq on the Kenya-Somalia border bound for Mandera. This is VOA News. Authorities in the Central African Republic have once again postponed national elections for president and parliament. They were supposed to be held today, but are now set for December 30th. Logistical difficulties were cited as the reason for the delay. Central Africans are hoping the elections will turn the page in the three-year-long sectarian conflict between Muslims and non-Muslims that began after rebels ousted President Francois Bozizé in 2013. Roland Marshall, who is an Africa analyst at Sciences Po in Paris, says the elections organized in haste will only deepen the country's problems.
He said diplomats here are convinced that the day after the election will be significantly different from the day before the election.
International organizations have been pushing for the CAR to hold elections before the end of 2015. Western diplomats in Bangui consider the elections vital to stabilizing the country after the years of chaos. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to work jointly for an early resumption of peace talks between Kabul and the Taliban and sternly deal with insurgent groups who refuse to quit violence and join the process. The pledge came today during talks in Kabul between visiting Pakistani military chief General Rahil Sharif and Afghan leaders. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said today it is up to Muslims to improve the world's opinion of Islam. At a speech at the opening of the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran, President Rouhani said Muslims must improve Islam's negative image from today's cyber and real space. He criticized Muslims for being silent in the face of the killings in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen, and said conflicts in Iraq and Syria only benefit Israel and those who oppose Islam. Israeli forces, meantime, shot and killed two Palestinians, aged 17 and 23, today after they stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the occupied West Bank. Earlier in the day, a Palestinian wounded a soldier near Jerusalem's main bus station. On Saturday, Palestinian protesters gathered in Jerusalem's Old City to demand Israel hand over the bodies of Palestinians killed in the attacks or during clashes with Israeli troops. Sana Alayan is among the protesters.
Give us our sons and daughters. The martyrs need to rest in peace. Their souls are surrounding Jerusalem, and they are screaming they want to rest.
A new wave of violence since the start of October has killed nearly 130 Palestinians and 20 Israelis. Attacks by Muslim rebels on Christian villages in the southern Philippines have left at least 14 people dead this weekend. A regional military spokeswoman said the fighting occurred in three different provinces of Mindanao Island. An estimated 200 rebels were involved in at least eight attacks during 2 days. Mindanao is home to well over 20 million people. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.